we look at fisheries crime as being the convergence of all criminal activities associated with the fisheries sector as a whole, the industry itself. What are the vulnerabilities from a criminality perspective around that industry? As opposed to illegal fishing is the act of harvesting the fish unlawfully, but we're looking at fisheries crime from a holistic industrial or industry perspective.
So can you give me an example of the sort of crimes we're talking about?
Clearly, it includes illegal fishing as an act, but it can also include tax evasion, fraud, the utilization of the fishing vessels and the industry itself to facilitate other crimes such as smuggling or trafficking. It can actually contribute also to the illegal immigration of individuals from one part of the world to another.
Is this something that large-scale organized crime syndicates are involved in?
Criminality has always been part of it in many cases, operating on the side. So is organized crime associated with the fisheries sector? Yes, because of its maturity as an industry around the world. Are they integrated in some cases? Yes, but what we in Interpol, what we're trying to do is reinforce the governance and rule of law globally to allow the lawful operators to operate in a competitive environment without fear of the unlawful operators exploiting their resources.
Is there a part of the world where this is most prevalent?
Look, it's a global issue, but predominantly we see fisheries crime to be occurring in areas where governance and rule of law is still under development. There's security issues associated with West Africa that have previously and still continuing in East Africa. Central America is an issue as well. Southeast Asia as well.
How much is this worth?
I would say that we don't know enough about the entire criminality associated with the fisheries sector to be able to accurately define the true impact or the true value of such a crime. It is definitely in the billions, more than 20 billion. But what is the impact of the associated crimes or criminality around the sector? What is the impact upon our national economies, our national security, and our communities? We've got many vulnerable communities around the world rely upon fisheries to sustain their livelihoods. And if unlawful actors or criminality is associated with that sector, what is the impact upon those communities that globally we really try to work on enhancing their sustainability and their development?
And how difficult is it to stop?
This requires a multidisciplinary and whole of government and global response, regionally focused as well, where it's not just your traditional fisheries enforcement responders out there in the ocean pursuing vessels. That is a component of it. But there is far more other areas for law enforcement or governance and rule of law responses. So we look at criminal investigation, which the police would take a lead in. You look at customs, you look at tax and financial departments, foreign affairs ministries and their negotiations. It is an extremely complex situation, as the fisheries sector is as well.